Sardina's twin sister scorched me with a couple of wild eyeballs and screamed,
"What? I'm uglier than a mud fence? Is that what you told my sister?"
I didn't say anything about a mud fence, honest.
She said you did. And you know what I'm going to do?
No. She leaned towards me and said,
"I'm going to tell my big brother."
She vanished. Before I could speculate about what her big brother might add to the drama, Sardina returned, shaking her head.
"What did you say to my sister?"
"Well, not much, but it really seemed to get her nose out of joint."
"Did you say that she was uglier than a toad sitting on a mud fence?"
"What? No!"
"You shouldn't have said that."
"I didn't."
"Saffron is very sensitive, and, well, you've crushed her spirit calling her names."
"I didn't call her anything." Sardina lowered her voice.
"I guess you know what's going to happen now."
"Well, she said something about a brother." She gave her head a solemn nod.
"Have you met Choo-Choo?"
I swallowed a lump in my throat.
"Choo-Choo?"
"No." "Is he big?"
"Like a train. Huge. And he has problems."
"Problems?"
"He breaks things."
"Things?"
"Trees, furniture, fire plugs, dogs."
"Good grief. Do you think I can whip him?" I found myself glancing over both shoulders and backing away. "Well, you tell the big ape that he can have a piece of me anytime he wants. Tell him I'll be waiting for him in Windmill Canyon, 5 miles north of here. And tell him to bring his own casket. A small one, because there won't be much left of him when the fight's over."
"You're so brave,"
she gasped, holding her paws together.
"Will I be seeing you again?"
"Let me check my schedule and I'll get back to you." I turned and walked away in a slow, dignified manner. Okay, maybe I didn't walk away in a dignified manner. I ran. Would Sardina and I be seeing each other again? Not a chance. What a weird family. I mean, Sardina was gorgeous, but the sister seemed a little daffy. And the brother? I hadn't met him yet, but already I didn't like him. Any dog named Choo-Choo was a dog I didn't need to meet. Anyway, I spent the next 3 hours hiding under a Jeep, as far away from Sardina and her family as I could get. Now and then I would peek around the left rear tire to see if the brother had showed up. I didn't see him. But when Sardina caught glimpses of me, she waved and blew kisses in my direction. She was begging me to come back, but that was too bad. It seems cruel to put it this way, but Sardina's good looks didn't quite make up for the weirdness of her kinfolks. She could find herself another boyfriend. I thought those 3 hours would never end. It was boring beyond description. Oh, there was one little flurry of excitement around 5 o'clock. A lazy wasp landed on Doug McGrubber's elevated bohunkus, and he made the mistake of slapping it with his trowel. Never slap a lazy wasp with your trowel. It will only make the wasp angry, and he will drill you every time. Doug McGrubber thought he was pretty smart, but I guess he wasn't as smart as the wasp that stung him. Tee-hee. I kind of enjoyed it. McGrubber howled with pain and leaped out of his unit, rubbing his injured part.
"That does it! I've had enough of these stinging little monsters!"